This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
On October the 6th, 2015, the BC Division of the Canadian Mental Health Association, together with the British Columbia Hockey League, announced a new partnership and the launch of an initiative called Talk Today. The BC Hockey League, BCHL, is a junior A league with 17 teams across the province. Talk Today is a mental health education program designed for BCHL players and their supporters to learn about mental health and increase their skills in order to help support players who may be struggling or at risk of suicide. Talk Today is one of the most comprehensive mental health programs for amateur sports in Canada, and consists of several components, including awareness workshops, one-on-one mental health coaches, and community awareness events. Rob DeClark is an assistant coach with the Cowichan Capitals Junior Hockey Club on Vancouver Island. He's also the chair of the British Columbia Hockey League Player Support Program. I spoke with Rob DeClark earlier this week.
Why is this Talk Today program being introduced? What are the needs?
Well, this has been something that I started doing with one team, the Cowichan Valley Capitals and the BCHL, 5 years ago. And what I noticed the needs were was that the players were, coming from all over the country, some of them coming from the States, and they're a long way away from home. And what they were in need of was just a little bit of extra support and someone within a hockey organization that they could talk to. Hockey isn't always at the forefront of being supportive, of other needs other than the physical need of playing hockey. And so I approached the Cowichan Capitals 5 years ago and just asked if I could be around the team and offer this in what we called a player support program at the time. And I noticed that by the end of that year, all 22 of the players on our roster had come in at some point to talk to me. So, and the types of things they were talking about, the need was pressure, feeling stressed, wanting to get a scholarship. There's the pressure of wins and losses and being away from home, missing girlfriends, missing family. Sometimes families put a lot of pressure on the kids. They have a couple bad, games and the family members start, adding to the pressure. And I know they, aren't necessarily wanting to do that, but that's what it's resulting in. So I really felt that we kind of talk about hockey as if it is this sort of wonderful, glorified, process that people go through in this country, and we all love it. And you know what? It is a great game, and it has a lot to offer kids as they're growing up. But when you get into this level, you're being traded, you could be cut, you could be moved, your dream could be over. And I think we have a responsibility to provide some more support for the kids while they're out here.
Now, how will this Talk Today program actually work? How is it being implemented?
Well, about 1 year ago, I spent some time and I met with Bev Goutre, who is the CEO of the Canadian Mental Health Association with the BC Division, and we talked about perhaps doing something. And then I will say with no outside funding, with no additional funding coming from the province or coming from anybody, it's on the backs of volunteers and people within the CMHA, we were able to develop a fairly comprehensive program that will have three main components to it. The first one will be that if somebody is, on a hockey team, that hockey team has to have their specific representative who is going to be the liaison between the CMHA and that club. Where our 16 teams, our 17 teams are in the league, they match up with where the CMHA offices are, being in the kind of main locations of the province. So there's an office close by for all of them. And so that will allow us, to have a hands-on person. And right, so this is really a grassroots program at its base, that there's going to be someone in that home community, who can be there for the player as they need it. So if a player, kind of goes to that team liaison who can't be a coach, because the coach, may think, well, this guy's having a bad day, I'm not going to play him tonight, and then, no one's going to talk. So he'll go to that player. that player will go to the team liaison, and then that liaison can set them up with counseling if needed with the local office. So that's the first part. The second part would be that the team will do some, you know, some community events. Most of that is in February, which is kind of Mental Health Month. You know, the Bell Let's Talk Day and all that stuff, you know, tends to happen in February. So the team will be, you know, each player or each team will have all the players go out and help fight stigma and help represent the CMHA. The third part is going to be kicked off, and I'm hoping by the new year, and that will be an online training package that each player will take. This is only going to take about 20 to 25 minutes, and they will go online and take the basics in being a champion, knowing what to look for in their friends, knowing how to have the conversation. And so each player and each member of the organization will go through this, and we're hoping to kick that off in January. So those are the three components that the program you know, has in it.
Now, this builds on the success of a similar initiative that has occurred in Ontario with the Ontario Hockey League. Have you heard recommendations from them? Have you heard warnings from them about what worked or what didn't work?
Well, there was two major kind of recommendations that they made, and we did talk to them. Bev had talked to the Ontario office about, you know, what had worked and what had not worked, and you know, the first was to make sure that the grassroots part really was there. And so if they're, you know, the hard work is going to be in developing the internal leadership within each hockey team to know what to look for and to make the referrals as necessary. We've had pretty good start in the BC League. You know, each team has identified a representative, and we've already had four guys from various teams already contact their local offices, you know, for help. So in the first couple months of a program, I'll admit that I'm, you know, I'm very pleased with those numbers that, you know, shows that the need is there. But we've already had four guys access the program. So so that was one, that if you don't have the team, if the team doesn't buy in and they don't have a representative that's there, then, you know, it's almost for show, right? I mean, it's not actually happening. The second one was indeed to develop the online component. That is certainly the way that most young, you know, players. It's, you know, it's a group of 16 to 20 year olds that play in the BC Hockey League. That's the way they access information. Handouts and, you know, printing a lot of glossy materials and doing all of those types of things, that was, you know, certainly the way for a long time. But most of those end up in the, you know, kind of end up in the garbage. And that if it also, you know, the online part is that someone can do it confidentially at home on their computer, you know. So it was to develop a strong online component. Those were the two recommendations that we got from the Ontario League.
How do you think Talk Today will be received among your players and among others, like their fans and family members? And are there some barriers to accepting the program that you might expect?
Well, the biggest barrier is almost always going to be the culture within hockey. It's a macho culture. It's a culture where asking for help is not always a part of what we, you know, what sort of people naturally think of. And so we've had to fight that, you know, from the beginning. I've talked to, in some of my other work and in, you know, some of my work in hockey, I've talked to quite a few NHL alumni who have all said, I wish that we would have had something like this when I was in junior because it may have helped me, you know, to be a better player and also, you know, to be kind of more prepared as you step up from junior into college or into pro or into the next level. And I may have handled, you know, some success better if I had some training about the mental side of the game, and it was okay to talk about the pressures and those things. So, you know, oftentimes it's hindsight's 20/20, but a lot of these guys are very supportive of the initiative, which helps because they have, you know, done some speaking to some of our, you know, our players about that. So there's always, you know, always going to fight the macho culture of hockey. It has been received better than I would have first anticipated. I met with the coaches committee of the BC Hockey League, and these are guys that have been, you know, coaches for years and wouldn't be the first, you know, kind of first picture of a group of guys that come to mind when I was thinking about, talking about mental health and sports. But they were very receptive, and I was actually surprised to hear the response was, I see kids that are struggling on my team, and I don't, A, have the time or the skills to sit down and talk to that person or their family, but I can see they're struggling. And, you know, I mean, I do care, and I do, you know, kind of want them not to struggle or want them to be okay. But I don't know how to go and have that conversation. I'm a hockey coach, and I've spent years training to be a hockey coach, and no one ever talked to me about, you know, how to have this conversation. And I don't really want to have that conversation. So if I have somebody that I could just point at and say, hey, will you go talk to that kid? And then I know he's supported, and I know it's okay. So I've been surprised over the years, the response from people that I thought wouldn't be supportive. They have certainly been very supportive of the initiative, and they've known that the need is there, but no one's really talked about it. And that was always interesting going through this.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, just that I think that this will also continue to be an ongoing project. I think that this is going to be something that, it's great to launch it. It's a great initiative to start. But I think we're going to have to continue, not just to do the mental health day. This needs to be something that's on the ground every day. I think all the initiatives, Bellex Talk, those types of things, they're great initiatives, and they tend to bring awareness for one day. We need to develop this 365 days a year within organizations, and that's what, and it's going to be a lot of work as we move forward to get this where we have shifted that culture. But what I am the most proud of, and what I like about this program the most, is it's not about a single day awareness. This is about an ongoing support, for the good and the bad times of a junior hockey player's career.
Rob DeClark, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
All right, thank you.
Rob DeClark is assistant coach with the Cowichan Capitals Junior Hockey Club and the chair of the British Columbia Hockey League's Player Support Program. You can find out more about the Talk Today Mental Health Program online at cmha.bc.ca and look for the hashtag TalkToday on social media.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.